Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ads, stop the ads. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. Thank you for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. It stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many cans, young or old, try no matter what you're told. On this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are the true heroes, and we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have quality sound. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. I'll spell my last name. It's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or even engineer in our creative arts. And I'll be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from life experience, current events, and family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. This is only 8 years ago. If I can do it, you can as well, so please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest, and if I'm not mistaken, this is episode 59. You are viewing a slideshow of the UK band Ocean Flats, and let me introduce and welcome 3 band members. From this band, Ocean Flats, we have Jordan on bass, Marshall is lead vocals, guitar and keys, and Dan on drums. Welcome and thank you so much, guys, Ocean Flats, for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Russell, pleasure to be here.
Hi, mate.
Good evening, thank you so much again, and we're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Sure,
yeah,
go. Well, first, guys, thanks for staying up later. I know it's 11 o'clock in the UK, and tell our listeners about the United Kingdom and how are you doing in this pandemic we find ourselves in.
Yeah, this is Marshall. Yeah, we're doing okay. We're getting there. We've back on its way back to normal now, I suppose you could say. We're all back at work. I had a long time off with being sent away so that to reduce exposure to it, but we're all getting back to normal again now, slowly. Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're kind of doing the same thing in the states here, and we're taking one day at a time for sure. I know your band formed in Kent in 2017. Why don't you introduce the full members in your band?
So we've got myself, Marshall. I am the lead vocalist and the I play some guitar and keys and synths when it's needed, when it's necessary. You've got Jordan Mansford, who's sitting in front of me. He's the bass player and will occasionally supply backing vocals.
Evening.
Dan Hoare, the drummer, who's sitting next to me as well. He's the drummer and will occasionally put in backing vocals and shouts and chants when it's needed.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
And then, as well as that, who unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, we've got Damon Westwood, who's the other guitarist and does most of the backing vocals. And then we've got Pepe, who is actually celebrating his 5th anniversary with his girlfriend this evening, so he couldn't make it either. But he plays guitar and will actually be doing vocals on one of our upcoming tracks.
Great, that's great. So your band sound is alternative rock, indie, pop rock, hard rock, and synthesizer. A little bit of everything. Do you have a favorite genre, or are all of these equally important?
Hiya, Jordan here. So I feel like overall it's all equally important. We like to take influences of everything. We don't want to be a sort of band that's kind of pigeonholed into one sort of box. Overall, we definitely go further down that alt rock, maybe slightly more hard rock vibe. But we like to kind of blend a lot of indie and maybe sometimes pop into stuff to give us a unique sound.
So far, every song we've written has been quite different, which is a good thing because it helps us vary in what we do. But it can obviously also be quite difficult to pair all the songs up with one another.
That's great. And I know you released your first single in March and your EP's coming out here pretty soon. Tell us your feelings on the recording process. I know mine. I mean, I absolutely love everything about it. What is your experience in the studio?
We spent the whole day in the studio, right from the beginning to the end of the day. It was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in music, and I think the others will agree, actually. It was great getting to experience it all. It felt so professional. I was expecting it to be so much harder than it was. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it's a great experience, and when you're all on the same page and you're coming together creatively, it's a wonderful experience. Who are the artists that you and your band have really looked up to? Somebody who's a mentor, inspiration, and motivation?
I think we're probably going to have to answer this one individually, because as a band, we've got probably some of the weirdest and most varied music tastes ever. So personally for me, I take a lot of influence from sort of up-and-coming British rock bands. So like bands like Nothing But Thieves. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're kind of coming over to the States now. I also like a lot of old school kind of 70s rock and roll, like Led Zeppelin, and a lot of that classic influence. I know you're quite different, Marshall, aren't you?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of different music throughout my life. In my mum's car, it was quite often a lot of country music, which over here is quite rare to hear. But in my dad's car, it was completely different stuff as well. So I've had a lot of different influences. I'm trying to think of good examples. The Britpop era of music. So Blur and Oasis were huge in this country, and they've certainly influenced the way I listen to music now. Some of that's my favourite sort of stuff.
You know, it's ironic that. Oh, hey, Dan.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
That's okay.
Just in the musical influence taste. I grew up with a lot of hard rock and a lot of metal with my family. So I've got into, recently I've got really heavily into Korn, and also trying to just improve my drums. Another weird one, I've got into a lot of jazz music as well. So the old Buddy Rich styles. And yeah. I didn't realize it was quite as hard to play as I thought. So, yeah.
Well, those are that's a great list of artists that you look up to. And there's so many listeners and fans in the States that look to the UK for artists and inspiration over the years. I mean, you're probably going back, 10, 20, 30 years. So many. I mean, probably too many to name on the show, but, all the wonderful sounds that have come from the UK.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of to do with kind of like the social culture over here, because especially compared to the States, you're such a small country, it's quite easy to use it as a bit of a stepping platform, because you can do a whole kind of countrywide tour in the matter of weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah, probably. It depends on how many shows you've got on there. But, and also, I feel like socially and lyrically, you can tell when a band is British. They have like a sort of sound, or they sing about certain things. And I think that's quite a uniquely British thing that we're quite proud of. And I think hopefully other people hear it as well.
Well, we're excited on our show tonight, because I know you released your first single in March, but our listeners will be hearing it for the first time. Time to play a great track of music by our guest tonight, Ocean Flats. This is their first single, and it's titled Atomic. Ocean Flats and their first single release, Atomic. Great track. Wonderful track. Welcome back, Jordan Marshall and Dan with Ocean Flats. Tell me about the inspiration behind Atomic. Yeah, great track. What's the inspiration behind Atomic?
It's a difficult one to say, actually. There was a lot of, as I don't know how far it's got in your country, there's a lot of so it's political upset towards Brexit and things like that, which were definitely an inspiration for that song and a few more that have been written since. I wouldn't say it's the solid. That's what it's about. I wouldn't say it's definitely about that, but it's Brexit certainly played a major part and other political upsets, shall we say, in the country and around the rest of the world.
I think for me personally, a lot of other songs that we hope to release soon kind of represent what it's like to be kind of like in your 20s, growing up, like, and how, and kind of the issues you feel, the things you enjoy, the frustrations you have, just kind of all the kind of things you want to get off your system. And like, that was just a catalyst for that, really.
No, that's a great track. I really love the instrumentation in that track as well. Well done. I like your quote.
Thank you.
And you say the band should be on the same level as the listeners and be accessible. We'll get back to normal here one day, and live stage shows will continue. Special moments playing on stage when you've had the time to do that?
For me, Marshall, the one of my favourite things is the last gig we did. It was the first one and last one of this year, actually. It was before all of the coronavirus stuff sort of started really badly. And we played a gig which we were told the maximum capacity was going to be 100, and we ended up selling that out in about 20 minutes. There was two other bands playing as well as us, but it sold out so quickly, we ended up managing to squeeze about 150 in the end. And
then
were people being turned away. So it was amazing how it was so exciting feeling that there were so many people there. And it was towards the end of that set, there was a song of our own, which we're going to record fairly soon. And hopefully that will be on the upcoming EP. There was a mosh pit started in the crowd, and I was able to, in the guitar solo, I was able to hang my microphone up and go out into the crowd and get in a mosh pit to my own song. And it was so much fun. Yeah, that was really great.
Now, how cool is that? That's a great experience.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like my biggest takeaway about from every gig we do. Like I said, when it comes to gigs, I always kind of over panic, and it's getting to that gig and it's crunch time and everything, and you have to just go, and suddenly all my worries are kind of swept away, and I'm always so like blown away and impressed by the fans that we do have. Like, they turn out in robes, and I'm always so thankful for them, and that kind of brings me to tears every time. So that's always like a takeaway for me.
Hiya.
What? And I.
No, sorry.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry, I'm a bit of a delay. I can't. Sorry. Yeah, I got one of our latest gigs. I've always been like a very nervous player. Like, I honestly get freaked out by like big crowds because I haven't seen before and random people. But I started to obviously grow my confidence with more gigs. And just meeting more people in general and saying, like, oh, all positive things. So this time I actually managed to have a smile on my face when a photo was taken, which was really nice. I didn't look like a complete mug. But yeah, I've got to say, even though I don't know, like, you can't obviously know all your fans, and even though I'm really small, I feel like I could talk to them as if I'd known them my whole life. And I honestly cannot express how much I love them all individually. They're all being different.
What a cutie.
no matter how many times you perform, right, if you're not a little nervous, then you know, it's not real. So I understand that. I mean,
it's
you can
fun isn't it?
Yeah. You always have a little tiny bit of nerves.
Oh, it's not fun if you're not nervous. That's the excitement in it.
Exactly. I ask this question on the show every week because we always get a different answer. What are your thoughts in developing the song? So when you think of title, you know, maybe there's a melody always in your head and lyrics, chords, and a beat. Which order do you choose, and how do you prioritize that?
So far with the songs that we've written, it's been a little bit different most of the time. So I think our favorite way to write them is to come up with a guitar riff or a bass line or something like that, and then develop from that. So with Atomic, It was Pepe just turned up at rehearsal one day and started playing a guitar. We all went, oh, well, that sounds really good. What is it? And he said, oh, that's just something I came up with the other day. And it was like, right, record it right now. We're going to get that down. And the song was written in the vocal of the lyrics took, I think it was probably another couple of weeks later, the lyrics were finished. Yeah, that song came together in one, well, it probably came together in about 2 hours. And it was from start to finish. There you go. There it was written. And then we came up with the melody of the song, and then I went away and came up with the lyrics. And I listened back to a recording I made. It was probably a year and a half ago. We actually,
it was November last
year.
Yeah,
it was November 2018. No, November 2018, I think, yeah. I found a recording that I made back then, and it sounds exactly the same as well, which is a really nice thing to hear, that even though we've got feedback, we're still proud of how it sounded then. So I'm pleased with that.
Dan, would you like to answer that question?
Oh, that's your question. So, like songwriting technique, like process.
Oh, personally, I've always struggled with songwriting as it is, just finishing songs, but I can write a lot of choruses. Tariff, and I was already in a great mood because we were just, like, having a mess around in the studio, just, like, all switching instruments, having a jam, even though I can't play guitar for, like, to save my life. And then... yeah, I've just sort of started playing it. Thought it'd start a bit simple, and then it kind of broke into this just like weird sound I've never heard before. And we were like, "Oh my god, okay, we need to try
and do this." A lot of our songs as well, because none of the others play drums as much and don't have a drum kit at home. I can come up with a guitar riff, and I can come up with a bass line, and I can come up with vocals. But it won't be until we get to rehearsal that I play it, and Dan will just like come up with a drum bit and you go, wow, that sounds amazing. And
What I will say, every time I listen to any of our tracks, not just Atomic but like some of the unreleased ones as well, the drums are always the first thing I pick out.
Cheers, guys.
Well, let's ask you a question about the artists today. And you know, many artists today in social media, they're their own boss, and as we know, the music industry is streaming every day in the digital landscape. Everyone out there, you need to advertise your music brand, a must, through social media. And as you place your links and all the media feeds, you're available to the entire planet in minutes, which I still find incredible. Do you all like where music is today, where we are in the digital landscape?
Size over the old way of doing it in like the 70s when it was all kind of rock and roll and the old school. But I think overall, today, the industry today is probably a lot easier and a lot better for the grassroots artists. It's so easy to kind of throw your song up, do like a Facebook and Instagram ad, build some fans just through playing shows and organising your own shows, and then you get to know people from then. So, yeah, overall, I think the kind of do-it-yourself attitude of music today has been amazing.
I found with the way you can record music and put it on the internet, I try and tell my friends that even... that aren't into music, aren't in bands, I say, you know, have a go at recording some music and getting it out there, because once it's out there, that's you then. You can say, here's a song that I wrote and here's a song that I recorded. And I think being able to do that is it's so much fun. Well, like, people at work will say to me, you know, mention, oh, you're in a band. And I go, actually, yeah, you can listen to it here. It's a really nice thing that we've been able to do that ourselves. Obviously, the people in the studio have helped us record it and mix it, but being able to get it out there ourselves, that's really, really helpful. And sharing music on social media as well, that's become such a huge part of it, because we can tell our friends, tell people we don't know. I mean, that's how we ended up speaking to you, is through social media, which has opened up so many opportunities and doors for us.
Exactly. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and you can connect with somebody in minutes. It's a wonderful thing.
It really is, kid.
Well, guys, what is your advice to the new singer, songwriter, musician? Let's say if they want to start a career tomorrow, what would you tell them?
To be honest, I think we're kind of still working on it ourselves, but I think just go for it. It's, yeah. Like, even if you can't get to a proper recording studio, it's so easy to kind of buy some stuff, do it at home. And then all you really need to do is just get on, look on Facebook or email a few people, and suddenly you've got shows and you can build a fan base from there. So really, just do it.
Yeah, get out there and do it. And I found, for us, I'd say the hardest part is the actual writing of the songs, because recording studios are nearby. It's easy to get the music on the internet. Writing it is the hardest part. So I found just look for inspiration and just keep practicing everything you think of, even if it feels cringy or weird. Just write it down, and then in a few weeks' time, you might find it and go, oh, actually, I can use that in this other thing that I've come up with. So, yeah, just write everything down, practice every bit of songwriting you possibly can, and just try and see what you can.
And I think most of all, definitely have fun.
Yes.
Like, if you're not enjoying it, it shows. So you've definitely got to enjoy it.
Your friends as well.
Yeah, I'd just say don't be overcritical of what you make. Like, I honestly hated the way I played. I still kind of do. But, like, you kind of just got to go with it, what feels right in the moment, and then you can just, you know, create a nice song or an even better one.
Yeah.
That is the key word, isn't it? Fun. You have to have fun when you're recording music, because it shows to the listener as they're hearing your track. They know you're having fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's one of our favourite things, certainly my favourite things about Ocean Flats, is that we all met at school. We've all been friends for a long time. So it's friendly. Even, you know, sometimes we might have a rehearsal, we might not feel like we're really getting into it. So we can, sit around and just have a chat. If that will help us as a band, even, you know, rehearsing is ideal, but sitting around having a chat is almost just as helpful sometimes.
Also, I find that sometimes having the chats actually help the songwriting.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
We've just had conversations before, and just like a phrase that's come up has inspired a whole. Like, our second single is completely inspired by just something that came up in conversation.
Yeah.
That's interesting, and we can't wait to hear it. Guys, tell our listeners where they can find you on all the social media feeds.
Okay, so Instagram is at Ocean Flats Official. Facebook is, I believe it's just Ocean Flats, isn't it?
Ocean Flats, yeah. Yeah. That's two T's in Flats. So Ocean, as I say, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. We're not on Twitter yet, but I'm sure that will come up in the future.
I don't think any of us understand Twitter, to be honest. And then obviously, if you want to hear our songs, it's on all the big streaming platforms, so Spotify, Ocean Flats, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, all of them just Ocean Flats with two T's, and then all our songs when they come out will be there.
Ocean Flats, I have really enjoyed the conversation. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you for staying up late and being my guest on Original Lyrics Dream Radio. And I have great respect for you and your band. You're welcome. Promise you'll be back on when your EP is complete. I can't wait to hear the second, third, and many more tracks from Ocean Flats.
Yeah, it won't be long, don't worry.
We'd love to, yeah. That'd be great.
Well, thanks again very much. I hope you have a great night and stay safe in the UK.
You too. See you later. Goodbye.
All right. Take care.
See you later.
We will post the replay of the show tonight in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on iHeartRadio the next day. We thank again Ocean Flats and the United Kingdom. Please Google search and support this great band. And again, Flats is with two T's. And make sure you purchase their music in all the social media platforms. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all genres, and I'd love to hear your sound. Also, actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show. We're an iHeartRadio podcast, growing strong on 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And on my own social media feeds combined, I have a fan base of over 50,000. Great opportunity for a new sponsor. This is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.